Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with
your sisters and brothers, we conclude the Christmas mystery today with the feast of the baptism of the Lord. It is a special feast for us because we are baptized into Christ Jesus as we live our daily life. And so we pause for a moment and acknowledge our sins so that we may prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries of the Lord's life, death, and resurrection. Lord Jesus, you came to gather the nations into the peace of God's kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you come in word and sacrament to strengthen us in holiness. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you will come again in glory with salvation for your people. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son has appeared in our very flesh, grant, we pray, that we may be inwardly transformed through him whom we recognize as outwardly like ourselves, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench. Until he establishes justice on the earth, the coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring the prisoners out from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness." The word of the Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak to those gathered in the house of Cornelius, saying, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. You know the word that he sent to the Israelites as he proclaimed peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. What has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is what John the Baptist proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
I just want to start off this morning by saying it's so wonderful to see you this morning. I know with the weather and everything and all that the challenges are in life, so it's great to see you. I speak every Saturday with a friend of mine who's a bishop in one of the bishops in Ireland, and they are having to go back to closing down again completely. So we are very fortunate, and I thank all of you who help keep the church clean and do all the social distancing and all those wonderful things that we're getting used to for doing what you do. So for that reason, I told him I would be praying for him and his community of Limerick today in throughout England and Ireland. They're experiencing so much difficulty at this time. I also want to say our retreat this past week was a wonderful experience. Not all the bishops were there, about 17 of us, and a beautiful homily preached by the superior of the Sulpicians, an American, as a scripture scholar. Spent a lot of time on St. Paul and his relationship with Jesus Christ, which is the core of St. Paul's theology, the fact that he encountered, that he knew through that experience on the road to Damascus, Jesus Christ. And that truly is our reason for being here today, is because we know him and we want to get to know him more. And that is an everyday experience. And that is the beauty of this feast of the baptism of the Lord. You know, so many of us try to live up to our human potential. We hear that all the time. To be all that you can be, to be the best you can be, to live up to your potential. And certainly that is something that we should all do with the gifts that God has given to us, the human gifts that are planted in our human nature. Not all of us have the same ones. Not all of us have the same degree. But we should do what we can to live a full life as human beings. Some of us do so in studies, our professions, jobs, family life, physical activity, and sports. We see now, though, that sports has gone to extreme sports. Something like we just can't get enough of being human. We have to be extreme humans. While all of those are noble endeavors, I sometimes think there's something missing on the radar of living human life. And there is something more than all of that that I just spoke of. And it is what is interior. It is the inner person, the spirit, the soul, the spiritual life that is given to us in our being created in the image and likeness of God. And so if we calculated how much time do we spend on that human development that we all are part of, and do we overlook the same interest, the same potential that we have inside of us? Time to pray, time to serve, time to examine ourselves in the way that we do not live according to the life of Jesus Christ. We are created in God's image and likeness. And the thing that we overlook the most, I think, in our human development, are paying so much attention on just developing our human talents, is we can easily overlook the fact of sin. We do sin. Sin is something that is part of our human weakness that's hard for many people to acknowledge, and even more so to recognize. We don't want to be weak. We don't want to be sinners. We don't want to be part of a fallen nature. We don't want to accept that we don't have it all. But it's something we have to accept. It's something we must acknowledge. We don't have it all. And for that reason, we can again proclaim with great joy today, God so loved the world. God so loved each one of us that he sent his only Son into the world to stand in our place, with us, beside us, to call us to that more. Without him, we can't do it. One of the early heresies of the church was called Arianism, from one of the early deacons of the church, which I'm sure our deacons will never fall into. But this deacon taught vehemently
that Jesus Christ was only a human being, and that God adopted him, another heresy later on, to be the one who could redeem us. Athanasius, another deacon who remained faithful to the church, proclaimed the opposite, that God sent his son, a human, and yet remained God. And Athanasius proclaimed this, and this is why I bring it up, that Jesus Christ, God, became what we are so that we could become what he is. In other words, that we could become divine. That's hard for us to wrap our minds around, especially as we look at the world around us and all the things that are going on even this past week. The human person is called to participate in God's life, to be divine, to share in the divine nature, not just the human. But because we have a soul, because we have the Spirit, we are temples of the Holy Spirit, we have the potential to share in God's nature. That is an incredible reality for us. And it's part of our faith. It is our faith. If we look at the scriptures, St. Paul wrote in the second letter to the Corinthians that he, Jesus Christ, God, who as God could not know sin, God cannot sin. He who did not know sin became sin for us. He didn't sin, but he dipped down into our nature and was born a human being. He took on human nature and human flesh while remaining God. That's the beauty of our faith. That child is human and divine, which means he knows how to share in our life. He knows what it means to fail. He knows what it means to hunger. He knows what it means to be disappointed. He knows what it means to want to judge but not judge. He knows what it is. And so all of that was brought to the Jordan one day when John the Baptist was baptizing others with the baptism of repentance. John didn't invent that baptism. That was done for centuries before as a way of purification before prayer, of coming and acknowledging that we're only human beings, but asking forgiveness of sins. And so when Jesus approaches those waters, John is shocked and said, "You can't do that. You should be baptizing me. I'm not worthy to untie the sandals of your feet." But Jesus asked for that baptism, not for the forgiveness of sins. He didn't have sins. He was God. But he wanted to sanctify those waters that we share in baptism through our own baptism. Those same waters were poured over Jesus Christ, which says to us, "I call you and give you the Holy Spirit." Our baptism, brothers and sisters, is not only the forgiveness of sins, the taking away of that original sin, which we spend a lot of time and have spent a lot of time on in our teaching, but also we are given the Holy Spirit. We are given that potential of God's life in us to live a new life. That's what baptism is. And so as we walk this road called life, as we journey through day by day by day, we have the Holy Spirit in us. And it is that Spirit of God, that third person of the Holy Trinity, that is the power in us to be
transformed to come to be more like God? And how do we experience that potential? By listening to the Word of God carefully and incorporating that into our daily experience, our life, our encounters. And if we only went to the Beatitudes themselves, we would see how much the Holy Spirit can help us. Blessed are the clean of heart. How many of us are attached to so many things, are addicted to so many things, small things. How much is that there? The clean of heart. How much we need as human beings to learn to be humble and meek. That's a beatitude. Blessed are the meek and the humble. And yet we ignore it as if it is total human weakness. It's power. The compassionate. Blessed are those who mourn, who are compassionate with themselves and others. Blessed are those who are peacemakers. And so on and so on. And blessed are those who are insulted and persecuted for their faith. We might look at those and say, that's impossible, or I'm not going to live like that. I'm not going to live in humility. That's the power of God in us. And the Holy Spirit given to us in baptism and in confirmation says, no, you can. And you must. If you want to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and that is why, sisters and brothers, the condition for being a disciple of Jesus Christ is to take up our cross every day. It is the cross, as St. Paul confirms over and over and over in his own life. It is the cross that humbles us. It is the cross that purifies us. It is the cross that is the full potential of God in us. Jesus redeemed us by the cross. And to be able to embrace that with the faith that is ours through the Holy Spirit is true gift. And that's why we come to the Eucharist. The Eucharist is the memorial of Calvary. It is the memorial of Jesus Christ giving himself, sacrificing himself for us. And so today I would ask us to really renew our baptismal commitment to reject Satan and all of his works, to not be enticed by the attractions of this world, to not follow along with everybody else, but to believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, our God, and the Holy Spirit, and the gift of eternal life. I especially want to reach out for those who are listening and watching, to those who are elderly and those who are sick, and to tell you that in your situation right now, those who are also incarcerated, in your weakness now, there is a potential to not just live the human experience of pain, but the potential to live the glory of God in your own body. Sisters and brothers, let us this year in a special way, as we celebrate the life of Saint Joseph as well, to recognize the potential of God in us, especially when we don't want to be clean of heart, especially when we don't want to be meek and humble, especially when we refuse to be compassionate to those that are in difficulties, or that we don't want to be merciful and forgiving, all those things that say no to God, let us realize we can say yes, yes to God, because through baptism we live the life of Christ. And through baptism, the Holy Spirit is the power within us. And now let us, in a way, recall our baptism and renew our baptismal promises as we pray together the Creed. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, to with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. And on the third day arose again, in accordance, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we gather this morning as the family of God, united in our baptism and in faith, let us now with confidence bring these needs and prayers to our Father.
For our Holy Father Francis, our Bishop Michael, and all who lead the church, may they be guided by the Holy Spirit and filled with peace of Christ, the Prince of Peace, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace and unity in our nation and across the world, may Christ, the Prince of Peace, who is acclaimed as the beloved Son, dwell in the hearts of all people, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are in need of God's healing in mind, body, or spirit, may Christ graciously attend to their every need and fill them with his loving presence. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our faith communities in the Diocese of Corpus Christi, may the Lord fill us with his love, peace, and truth, and guide us in the ways of wisdom. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who have died marked with the sign of faith, in a special way for the repose of the souls of Delia Solis, Mary Coffers, Jose Rolando Rolé González, Ramona Jimenez, Sarah V. Flores, Joe Green, Adolfo Armenta. And for all those who have died due to the complications of COVID-19 virus, may they come to share in the baptismal promise of new life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the intentions of Terry Green, John Abeda, Adam Abeda, and for all those intentions we offer to the Father in the silence of our hearts. For these prayers and intentions, we pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, look with favor on us, your children, and all who call upon you in faith and in confidence. Hear our prayers through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept my sacrifice and yours. Praise and glory to you, who are good and all of the Holy Church.
Accept, O Lord, the offerings we have brought in to honor the revealing of your beloved Son, so that the oblation of your faithful may be transformed into the sacrifice of him who willed in his compassion to wash away the sins of the world, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the waters of the Jordan you revealed with signs and wonders a new baptism, so that through the voice that came down from heaven, we might come to believe in your word dwelling among us. And by the Spirit's descending in the likeness of a dove, we might know that Christ your servant has been anointed with the oil of gladness and sent to bring the good news to the poor. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth. And before your majesty without end, we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
A mystery of faith.
Sweet in the Savior of all world, where by your cross and prayer of song, you have set us free.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, Saint John the Baptist, and all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family you have gathered here, you have summoned here before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Jesus was born among us as God and man to bring God's life close to each one of us. And so we now have the courage to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Hospitals, nursing homes, or wherever you may be this day, please join with me in offering a prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.